Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Derek.
Hey, Kay.
Do you think that was a little longer than 2 seconds?
I think it was a couple beats.
Yeah, me too.
But again, I was just waiting for you to say something.
That's true. And again, the listeners have no idea what the F we're talking about.
But we're on.
We are on, and I'm coming straight from the ballet.
Fantastic.
Insane. I'm wearing all black. I look like I'm going to an effing funeral.
Right from the pit.
Right from the orchestra pit. That's right.
Right from the pit to the show.
Anyway, thanks for being on the show. We've got more Blog Talk Radio community time.
I can't wait. I'm so excited.
I dropped my my pre-sheet on the floor. Hold on.
Oh, okay. I'll say what I have. I've got a teen that decides to ride a horse of a different color.
Interesting. I've got the drunk priest again. How many times am I going to tease that one?
Third time?
I think this is the third time I've been teasing.
I'm so curious to hear this.
Yeah. Ow. We'll see if we have time to play it this week.
Such a tease.
If not, we're just going to tease it until we get to it, right?
Yeah, it'll keep, right? Still good.
Sure, it'll keep.
Don't bring your dead to the hospital.
Wait, what?
It's all in the weird news coming up.
Oh, okay. Anyway, and the last thing coming up, the Miley Cyrus sex doll is getting ready to blow.
What?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, literally.
Literally. Literally. And that's all coming up on this week's Derek and Kay Show.
All right.
Let's get retarded.
This is the Derek and Kay Show.
Call the Derek and Kay Show at 661-467-2416.
I love a good gay talk.
Wow, winning.
I think it's
in this context, there's no respect. When I'm around, you break it up. We have 5 minutes for us to disconnect from all intellect.
Can you please help me?
What? Oh my god. Oh,
go Jesus.
Nice beaver.
Hey, gorgeous.
You ain't my bitch, nigga. Buy your own damn price.
Everybody, everybody.
La, 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 la.
Hey, yo, it is the Derek and Kay Show.
Good evening, everybody.
We are broadcasting live from Boston. Today is April 10th, 2011.
That's right, 2011.
April showers, I am Derek. There is Kay.
I am Polly Pocket.
Wait. Polly Pocket?
Polly Pocket.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Fantastic. Another fantastic for our record.
That's right.
Anyway, you can contact the show at dkradioshow@gmail.com.
You've got mail.
Follow us on Twitter at dkradioshow. Become a fan on Facebook.
Oh, the Facebook.
Follow us on our blog at derekandkay.blog.com. And call us to chime in directly, prank us, tell us we suck, tell us we're awesome, I don't care, at 661-467-2416.
Do give us a call. We want to hear from you.
And I just want to promote that you can listen to any of our old shows anytime on our Blog Talk Radio page or subscribe on iTunes and get
That's right. The
shows and laugh your ass off as listening to the first show.
Which is a little bit of a train wreck.
Terrible.
But yeah, on Blog Talk, you can listen. They changed their formatting, so it looks a little bit nicer. And you can listen to any of it.
I'm going to click this off
right
because
there. This
is just like updating all the time, and I don't like that.
What's this updating?
Well, when your Blog Talk Radio page keeps loading every 5 seconds,
I think that interferes
with our broadcast.
Yeah, it does. It's always doing something. I don't know what's going on there. Yeah,
anyway,
really strange.
This is week 2 of our Blog Talk Radio Community Time segment.
I really love it.
I really enjoyed last week's drunk memories, my drunk memories.
My drunk memories?
Yeah,
they were a lot of fun.
They were fun.
Pretty good show.
We liked it.
Yeah, we had a good time. I hope they liked it too, and I hope they checked our show out.
Yeah, that's true, and I hope they weren't too traumatized by our sudden appearance on their show. I think
they were very
disturbed by the fact that they didn't know who we were.
We're going to keep doing it and keep reaching out to other shows.
That's true. And that's what happens when you have a radio show. People call you and they're randoms, but you don't know who they are. That's really the way it works. So we're going to make some more calls this week.
I'm really excited.
A little earlier in the show so we don't come right at the end.
I think we have enough time.
Yeah, I think that was a crutch. Anyway, I see your little friend Sam here on the counter.
Oh, assistant producer.
He's looking
Sam.
Very special with his fabulous haircut.
Yep, he
looks a little bit like a lion.
He went to the he he went to the groomer. He had a lot of mats, as when I first got him, but he was sick at the time, so they didn't want to bring him to the groomer, and now he's freshly shaven.
Was he a street kitty?
He was with the family.
And they never brushed him?
I don't know what happened. He's kind of roughed up.
Yeah, he had a lot of mats on him.
But he's looking pretty good. Well, he's looking kind of funny now. He's shaved, you
yeah,
know,
but he's
fur
got
in the paws and
a little
big head.
On his tail is very cute.
Yeah, like a lion.
Like a lion slash poodle.
He's pretty cute, though.
Oh, you found the lion from March?
Yeah, that was from March, I guess.
Do you think
about next month?
Did it go out like a lion and in like a lamb, or vice versa?
I think so. It was in like a lion. No, it was really. Is the lion the bad weather?
Yeah, the okay. lion's the so, blustery weather.
So it was in like a lion and out like a lamb, probably.
I don't even remember. All
we,
I know
no,
is that lamb is delicious.
Snow.
Oh, that's but that was April.
Was
it was
April
1st.
Okay, all right. Silly
yeah.
me. Yeah.
The April Fool's Day storm. Remember that? April
yeah,
Fool's
it was
Day
really,
storm number two.
It was really on April 1st. Yeah.
It was.
It's unbelievable.
Anyway, I got to get a special shout out to my parents.
Oh.
Who are celebrating today their 35th wedding anniversary.
Oh my gosh, that's
yes.
wonderful.
So they are en route right now to St. Kitts to celebrate. And I wish them the happiest, happiest of anniversaries.
Oh, that's great. Congratulations.
Yeah, they're cool. Seems to have, oh, ever since I left home, they seem to be always going on vacation.
Without you?
Yes. They love to
now,
go on vacation.
Now a lot more vacations.
Yes.
Now that they're just the two of them.
Now it's just the two of them. They got empty
focus.
Nest.
Is that what it is, you
yeah,
think?
Yeah, I think they love to just go on vacation. And cruises. They love cruises.
They do love the cruises.
Yeah.
Never been on a cruise.
I don't think I would go on a cruise.
I don't know. Not... I have mixed feelings about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Someone at work went on one, and I don't know.
I don't know. I'm thinking like rotavirus, seasickness.
You're going to get sick, pirates. There's,
yeah.
a lot of, there's a lot of things out there, I guess, but depending on where you're going.
Oh, there's a guest in our chat room.
Oh, is there?
Yeah, there is.
Oh, that's exciting.
Wonder who that is. Say this something,
is,
guest.
This is a new thing. Now we can have chats going on. We
yeah.
have calls. We can have chats.
It's not a new thing. It's just I press
new,
a button.
It's new for us in a way, I guess. Yeah.
It's me being completely retarded. Anyway, as I said, I came straight from the ballet.
Yeah, how was the ballet?
The ballet is amazing. We are, I am participating in a production of Midsummer Night's Dream, and there is a small fairy chorus, but we're not on stage. We're in the pit. We're singing from below, and
yeah.
It's very fun. So I came from our matinee performance, and I look like I'm going to a funeral because I'm wearing
nice.
All black.
All black.
Yeah.
That's what you got to do there. That's,
in,
that's
yeah.
awesome.
In real life, I never wear any black. So this is
really?
A... No, I don't like black.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Huh.
Are you looking for that clip?
This...
White people are so scared of black people.
I was trying to find something. I don't know.
I am black, but I don't like to wear black.
That's different, yeah.
It's too matchy-matchy.
Too matchy-matchy. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
You know, I have a little bit of a rant here. I was just...
Oh.
I just wanted to sort of voice this. I don't know if other people have these issues, and I don't have to think about this. Every once in a while, I go to Star Market, right? Just like all the other grocery stores.
Love the Star Market.
And you know how they got that card, you know?
The Star Market Rewards card?
I guess that's what it's called.
Yeah.
I never get the card. I don't have the card.
You don't have the card?
I don't know.
Why don't you have the card?
I don't know. I know they have good deals.
They
and
just give you the card. And
they
then...
give you the card. Well, yeah. And then, but so often in the last few years, they've always just said, well, we have one here. And then
oh.
you get the deals. And I'm like,
oh,
okay.
I see.
I'm also kind of like, why do I just, I'm just shopping here. Why do I need your card? That's one thing. So, like, about a month ago.
They want to buy you.
Yeah, I guess so. Maybe I just need to break down and get the card. I understand. So, like, last month, I was checking out, and it was kind of uncomfortable when they asked. For years, they've asked, do you have the card? And I'll be like, no, and they scan it. So, this time they said, last month, someone said at the register, well, let's ask the next person in line to see if they have a card.
Wait, really?
And it was really uncomfortable,
that's
right?
That's super uncomfortable.
It's kind of weird. You're like, and then you kind of feel like, Well, yesterday I was buying things that I knew had the deal, and I again didn't have the card. At this time, the person at the register asked me to ask the next people for their card.
So,
which I did.
Did you turn around and say,
I
hi,
did. Yeah.
I'm Derek, and I need a Star Market card.
Well, I didn't really say that. I'm just like, do you have a Star Market card? And they're like, sure. And they gave it. It all worked out, but I kind of felt like an idiot.
I hate that.
Yeah, now they're putting it like that. Maybe I just got to get one.
You got to get one.
It's just so silly.
But you know, I hate when other people ask me to use my Star Market card because then I'm like, well, now I'm going to get coupons for like hemorrhoids or preparation H or like,
all
you
that
know.
Stuff you don't need old people stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Like you're like, oh, you need some witch hazel? Oh, you bought some last week. I'm like, no, it wasn't me really. It was the donk behind me who had like, you know, a basket full of onions and kale or something.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Speaking of kale, I really like kale.
Kale is great.
Kale's amazing.
You can do kale chips.
Did kale chips last week.
Did you? In the
pretty
oven?
Good. Yeah, so in the good. Oven. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Julie was making those. Delicious.
Good. Yeah. Yeah, they're good.
A little oil, a little salt.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. If you eat too many of them, though, they're kind of gross.
They get kind of gross? Or
if you eat too many of them.
Oh, okay.
You get kind of gross.
I see.
Yeah. You can get overload. I've had a hard time stopping eating certain items, like, in the past month. I think I overloaded.
Too much?
Yeah, I overloaded on peppermint patties one time.
Oh,
I just ate
too
many of those.
Those are good.
I mean, I ate like six of something in one, like with a little one.
Oh my gosh! Yeah.
And I just felt sick for like.
At least not
hour.
Like six of the big ones.
Oh my god! Can you imagine? Ugh.
Could be good.
Ugh. Oh my gosh! Anyway, do you want to take a small break and then we'll come back with the weird news?
Yeah, we could do that.
I'm into it.
That sounds good.
Let's do it.
We'll be right back after this.
This is the Darrington Pace Show.
Buddy, where's the spatula?
Okay, kids, let's go.
There's just one place to go for all your spatula needs.
Spatula City!
A giant warehouse of spatulas for every occasion. Thousands to choose from in every shape, size, and color. And because we eliminate the middleman, we can sell all our spatulas factory direct to you. Where do you go when you want to buy name brand spatulas at a fraction of retail cost?
Spatula City!
And this weekend on, take advantage of our special liquidation sale. Buy 9 spatulas, get the 10th one for just 1 penny. Don't forget, they make great Christmas presents. And what better way to say I love you than with the gift of a spatula?
Spatula City!
Hello, this is Cy Greenbloom, president of Spatula City. I like their spatula so much, I bought the company.
Spatula City, 7 locations. We're in the yellow pages under spatulas.
My, where did you get that lovely spatula?
City, we sell spatulas,
and that's all. This is the Darrington K Show. Call the Darrington K Show at 661-467-2416.
The most professional, unprofessional radio show on the internet today, The Darrington K Show.
Hey, yo, it's The Darrington K Show. We are back.
Welcome
Spatula
back.
City.
Spatula City. There
have
are,
you been?
No.
Yeah, it's great.
But apparently they just sell spatulas. Is that what's going on?
Yeah, all different colors.
I see.
It's pretty great. You should make the trip sometime.
I'm feeling very much off my game today. I don't know what's going on. I really don't. Maybe it's too much ballet action.
Yeah, a lot of performing today.
Oh, all this weekend. 5 performances since Thursday. A lot of action.
That is a lot of action.
Anyway, I cut you off in the beginning when you were previewing your
that is true.
Your weird news stories.
That's okay. That's okay, because I'll get to it in the weird
I
news.
I was all nervous.
Oh, that's okay. No, we're cool, right?
That's all right. Yeah,
yeah
we're cool.
Good. Yeah.
Thought I.
Most professional, unprofessional radio show on the internet today.
Not today.
Oh, not today. Most days.
Today.
Most days,
we're
perhaps.
We're the least professional, well, not as unprofessional as some people.
From what? That is true.
That's true.
Oh, we'll get to that later.
We will get to that later on Blog Talk.
Oh, my gosh.
Blog Talk Radio Community Time. Please stay tuned for that. It's going to be a great segment.
It's going to be great. It's going to be fantastic.
Anyway, let me just reiterate that you may call our show at 661-467-2416. or email the show at dkradioshow@gmail.com.
You've got mail.
Or, you know, just say something in our chat room below our show.
Please do.
I knew there are two guests there right now who are very quiet.
Oh, very quiet. If you're too embarrassed.
Quiet guests.
To call, just you could chat.
Do a little chat.
We're right there. We're looking.
So quiet.
I'm waiting for you.
Just listening. Quiet people.
We want to hear.
You know, the people, they're probably just listening. It's probably Tom.
They don't even know.
Probably,
it's,
you know,
it's
what?
On.
I bet it's Tom and Julie. Hey, Tom and Julie, what's going on?
Do you think they both know that the chat's open?
Probably not. Yeah, I don't know.
Well, we appreciate our two listeners.
That's right. We appreciate both of you.
No, hopefully there's got to be more. There's got to be more.
Who knows?
All right, I can get to the weird news here.
I can't wait.
We've got a teen that decides to ride a horse of a different color. You're going to like this story.
I am?
This comes to us from Germany.
Good.
Yeah. And there's a 15-year-old girl who really wanted to go horseback riding.
Yes.
But her parents wouldn't let her. You know it's dangerous. You know that.
It is damn dangerous.
So she decided not to go to her room and sulk. Instead, she turned to a cow named Luna.
Oh.
After hours of training and tons of treats and caressing and all kinds of riding, I guess so. You know, nice cow. she was able to teach the cow
how to be ridden.
Yeah.
Oh.
This cow.
Really?
This cow thinks that she's a horse.
Really? I've seen a cow's withers. They look pretty uncomfortable. She put a saddle on it.
And that's what's happening in Germany. She did put a saddle on it. At first, she thought it was kind of weird.
But how about I think it's really damn weird?
She hasn't given hope on having a horse in the future, but she says that Luna is her special place in her heart, and she'll say, "My darling."
Does she milk it and then ride it? It's like your very own Harvest Moon.
It is kind of like that. I have a picture for you here.
Oh, you do?
Because I figured you would enjoy it. The picture is kind of funny.
Kind of funny. I think it would be really funny.
Check that out over a jump.
What? Oh, my God. Hold on.
Isn't that awesome? I could forward you the whole story. It's kind of long.
Oh, my but it's, God.
The pictures were great. There's
it's
actually
like
another picture.
It's like a two-foot jump.
It looks pretty. A cow. Sorry, cow. Could do that.
Is it like a baby cow? What is it? It's like a calf? Or is it like a legit full-grown, like, beef cow?
I think
it's
full-grown.
That is a show.
Yeah, I know, right? It's pretty amazing.
Horse dreams dashed. German teen turns to cow Luna.
Yep.
Whoa.
I could forward you the whole story.
I would love to read that whole story.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. What's next? Oh, we lost somebody in the chat room.
Oh, no.
Good times.
I hope we didn't force them. All right, don't bring your dead to the emergency room. This comes to us from northern New Mexico, where a man tried to get help at a hospital emergency room with a woman that's been dead for a little while.
How long is a little while?
Well, he raced into the emergency room and said that his friend was kind of sick and wanted him to come up with a car to check his friend. There's a 33-year-old woman who's been dead for some time, who was propped up in the passenger side of the vehicle. The 64-year-old went into the hospital and got help. They came out to the car to check on the woman, and they could tell by the smell she's been dead 24 to 36 hours, approximately.
Ew. It starts smelling between 24 and 36 hours?
I guess so. And that's what's happening in New Mexico.
What did she die of?
They didn't say, but he's facing charges of failure to report a death.
Well,
could be.
I mean, didn't he report a death?
Well, he kind of did, but you don't want to take him to the hospital.
That's true.
That's kind of weird.
Might want to call the cops or something.
That's kind of a weird thing, yeah.
911 call?
Just the whole thing of getting someone into the seat and propping them up, like making them, like it's a whole bit, right?
Aren't you like heavier when you're dead too?
Yeah, dead weight, I think is what they
say. Dead weight. Exactly. That's really, I mean.
Yeah.
If you're going to take somebody to the hospital, you might want to make sure they're still breathing at least.
Right, that there's hope.
Yeah, that there's.
They can't bring back the dead at the hospital.
They can't?
Well.
I would count on that.
They might be able to, but.
Maybe in like.
Not if you've been dead that long.
Maybe when Svedka's the number one vodka.
Oh.
They'll be able to bring back the dead?
2033?
2033.
Is that when that is?
I think that's when that is.
I can't wait. It's going to taste even better then.
It's going to be great. And bots are going to be dancing and they're going to be drinking Cosmos with Svedka vodka.
Yeah, are you bot or not? It's the vodka. Well, it's the vodka of the Derek and Kay show.
It is the official vodka. Even though they're not giving us any money?
No, but maybe they will.
Can I ask a question about vodka?
Oh, yes. I might not know it, but yeah.
I was coming up on the tea today, and there's an absolute wild tea.
Oh, yes.
What is that?
I don't know.
We need to get a bottle of
that. I was looking at that the other day, I know, and I was reading all the fine print, and I'm like, all these ads, they had an ad upstairs, they had an ad downstairs, they don't tell you what it actually is.
They don't say what it is. Do you think it's like the, absolute Boston, but
I don't know. It sounds good though.
It sounds
wild
good.
Tea. I have no idea, but it sounds good. Yeah.
I will take I'll take a chug.
You'll take a listen.
You know what? I don't know. I'm multitasking. I'm looking at the screen. I'm looking at the switchboard. I'm doing the sound effects. It's craziness. But you know what though? I haven't been drinking for like 3 weeks because of the singing, and you know a cocktail is soon in order. What did the light just turn off? What happened?
Some of those lights. You're okay. Oh. Everything's gonna be okay.
Starting to lose it a little bit. Thank you.
All right.
All right. What else?
Moving right along.
We are moving along.
Oops.
Go ahead. Oh, lights coming back on.
There we go.
Craziness.
Okay. This is you might have heard. We didn't talk about this last week, although we should have. But there is a in the New York Zoo. There is a cobra that was missing for about a week.
The one on Twitter?
Yeah, this one's on Twitter. I have some of those Twitter replies. This is
Are we following him?
No, but we probably should.
We might want to.
An Egyptian cobra, poisonous, that people have named Mia, as in missing in action.
Oh.
Right?
Right.
Once the snake was missing sometime last week, someone started a fake Twitter account with 240,000 followers. And the snake was found inside the reptile house, I guess. So
it's been found?
Wasn't on the loose.
Oh,
but during that
disappointing.
Week, there's some really good Twitters, which I'll give you.
You mean tweets?
Tweets.
You sound like an old man. There was some really good Twitters.
On the Twitter machine.
On the Twitter.
On
do you know
Twitter
how to
machine.
Use the Twitter? Is that like? Is that anything like the my Facebook?
My Facebook.
My Facebook.
Here are some good tweets that the snake was giving out during the week.
The
away.
Cobra.
The cobra. Yeah.
Yeah.
Taking in the Sex and City tour. I'm totally Samantha.
Oh.
Leaving Wall Street. These guys make my skin crawl.
Wow.
And this one was directed at Charlie Sheen. Dear at Charlie Sheen, know what's better than tiger's blood? Cobra venom.
Oh.
Winning, snake on the town. I'm also 20 inches long, just saying.
Wow. Cobra shtick.
Yeah,
like
cobra shtick. Holding very still in the snake exhibit at the Museum of Natural History. This is going to be hilarious.
It's kind of cute.
And finally... What does it take to get a cab in this city? It's because I'm not white, isn't it?
White people are so scared of black people.
Even the snake.
The snake's got shit.
I am really off my game today. It's the whole fairy chorus
thing. It's a wacky-ass thing, isn't
it? You know what's really distracting? The effing chat room.
Really? Are you getting stuff there now?
Well, no. People come and go in. It's like
in and out.
Out. I don't know. Listen to the whole show. What's wrong with that?
Yeah, just listen.
Yeah, just listen.
Leave it on. You don't have to like watch us.
Yeah, yeah. We're not doing anything.
Put it on. Do something.
Yeah.
Cook, make yourself a drink.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Oh yeah. Make yourself a drink.
Yeah. Mm. Maybe we'll do that later.
Yeah. Maybe.
Anyways, that is my weird news.
Oh, that's it? Fabulous. All right. Do we have like a minute and a half to make the magic happen on your computer over there?
Oh, we could do that. We've had the problems with Skype again, and it is still not. It's still rotating.
All right. Well,
we could take a break, and I could work on that.
Why don't we do that?
And we can connect to the show that we're going to touch.
Awesome.
What is going on with? Okay, there we go. All right.
Wait, I thought we were taking a break.
I was. Yeah, I was looking at something.
You're doing work, and we're not taking a break. Most professional show on the internet today.
I was looking at something, and we were already in our first commercial. I lost track, but I found it here.
All right, good.
We will be right back after
Stay
this.
With us.
This is the Darren Kay Show.
Fresh corn on cob is irresistible, especially at Safeway's low prices. This week we got Washington Brown, Canada number one corn on the cob. Valley price to $3 for 88 cents. Sorry about this. I know it was. Goddamn Whitey produced fucking commercials never come out the right way. Okay. Safeway's got everything. It's 88 cents for the corn and everything you need for super some barbecue, charcoal, starter napkins, and for plates at Rocket Safeway.
This is the Darrington Kay Show.
Call the Darrington Kay Show at 661-467-2416.
Source of the good news, the Derek and Kay Show. Derek and Kay Show, we are back.
Hey, welcome back.
Wow.
And we're not doing very well today. We're kind of disjointed.
I don't know what's going on.
I don't know what's going on with our stupid show today. Anyway, guess what it's time for?
Oh, yeah.
It's time for Blog Talk Radio Community Time.
Fantastic.
This is a new segment on the Derek and Kay Show where we touch and communicate with other Blog Talk Radio hosts that are on right now. And we want to see how they're doing and what they're doing. And talk to them and share the calling in.
Yeah. This is one of my new favorite segments.
I really love this segment. Especially since last week we connected with My Drunk Memories and
yeah.
their wonderful show that we talked to them about.
I hope they enjoyed our phone conversation.
There was one question where they thought somebody thought they were high.
But they heard voices.
They did hear voices.
I don't think they realized. I don't think everyone there realized that they were taking a phone call.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So are you having trouble over there on your computer?
Yeah, it's still not connecting.
Oh, no.
I don't know why that is. I can't find the show that we want to find.
I would love to call the show that's called The Talk. And it's on now, apparently. Let's see.
What's their host name? Maybe I can find them that way.
No, I don't know. Clicked off the page. We're doing so good on our
show. Maybe we can play a little bit of their show.
I'm definitely a fan of that. But we're going to listen to this.
We're looking here for this, yeah.
Anyway, last week was very entertaining. And we went to their podcast, after we went to our podcast, and we are incredibly loud.
Yeah, we're a lot loud and clear, actually. Higher quality audio than were on their show.
Well, let's not Joan. I mean, not everybody can have a sister in mic.
That's true, I'm just saying.
But
it was loud.
We were very loud.
When we first came on, it was kind of loud.
Hey, we can call our own show.
Well, that's exciting.
Do you think you can find any show that we can call on there?
The wheels just seem to be going.
What wheel?
This search thing.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, right.
Oh, well, let's click on air, and see if that does anything.
Okay.
Yeah. Go to like more or, you know, whatever.
Okay.
Anyway, while we're looking for that, I have a Pokemon update.
Oh, that's great.
I don't think
we have a sounder for Pokemon
no.
updates.
Do you know the tsunami in Japan actually affected my Pokemon game?
How could that be?
Well, there was supposed to be some internet like thing that you could connect to with other players.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess the servers are in Japan.
Oh.
And when the tsunami happened, it was supposed to go live on the 30th of March.
Yeah.
And they delayed it indefinitely. So my gaming experience will not be to the fullest, but I hope everybody's okay over there in Japan.
Yeah.
But it was,
jeez.
Yes.
So it's kind of on hold right now?
Yeah, Pokemon
game.
That's
too bad, because that just came out, right?
Yeah, it just came out on March 6th.
The disaster is kind of more of a problem, but yeah, that is...
it's a shame.
There's a lot of kids in this country
who want to connect their game.
Yeah, they're kind of upset.
What happened to your computer?
I don't know. Maybe I'll get out of this.
Oh... Do you think it would be a good idea to go to break again?
We could do that and see what else
and see what happens.
What else is happening? Yeah, I don't know.
Why don't we do that?
Unfortunately, there's not much else that we can do there. Yeah, we'll do that.
Let's go to break again.
Okay, we'll be right back after this.
This is the Darrington Kay Show.
It's the Derek and Kay Show. We are back.
Welcome back. And you know what? While figuring out some technical issues,
yeah,
we will
crazy.
Go do the entertainment news.
All right.
Anyway, Real Housewives of D.C. has been canceled after one season.
Oh, my goodness. That was so fast.
It was so
fast. People don't
fast.
Like it?
No, people hate it. You know why? Because there wasn't any like hair pulling or anything like that.
Oh,
you know what's tilting me right now?
Oh,
it's Sam.
Assistant. Assistant. Oh, jeez. What the...
We got a cat in this. You know what? We're having a really great show today.
I don't know. It's crazy. It's crazy anymore. I don't know what's going on. Wow. All right.
Anyway, the makers of the Miley Cyrus sex doll are going to be sued.
Wow.
The sources closer to the former Disney star tell Pop Eater that Miley's camp is not taking the sale of pornographic doll made in her image lightly and are preparing to take legal action against the seller, Pipe Dream Products.
So, was she involved in the making of this thing?
No.
It just kind of like happened?
It's her likeness. So the doll is reportedly flying off shelves and doesn't reflect the 18-year-old in a positive light.
Yeah.
But then what sex doll does?
That's a good point.
The Finally Miley doll contains 3 achy love holes for consumers to do what they wish.
Oh, no.
So if you really love Miley Cyrus and you've finally been waiting for her to turn 18 or whatever, you can get the Finally Miley doll.
Wow.
Charlie Sheen wants Mila Kunis to become his goddess. Actor's 2 girlfriends already approved of her. Anyway, he said that the 27-year-old Black Swan actress, he would love to for her to become the 3rd goddess.
Uh-huh.
And she was reportedly grossed out, according to sources close to her. Anyway, American Idol, they had a shocking elimination this week.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I'm not following that.
Well, anyway, they already saved Casey Abrams, but Pia was voted off this week, and they shocked. Here's some audio.
The person who leaves us tonight after the nationwide vote is Pia. Stefano, you are safe. I looked at your faces at the panel when I mentioned her name. Jennifer, what's happened here, do you think?
I have no idea. I have no idea what just happened here.
And I think we're all in shock. I mean, I'm gutted. I mean, you're one of the best singers in this. I mean, you know what I'm saying? It's like, I mean, I'm never upset on this show, and I'm never really mad, but this makes me mad. It's like, what is going on?
Steven?
I don't know, America, man. You know, a mistake is one thing, but lack of passion is unforgivable. They're wrong. I don't know what happened with this.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's all, bro. Thank you very much for watching. We need you. Stay with us this season.
Anyway, I didn't get to see it because someone spoiled it for me on Facebook before I got a chance to watch.
Oh, no. You had it recorded?
Yes.
Damn.
And can we just talk about spoilers on Facebook?
Yeah, that's horrible, right?
I hate that.
You can't because you're looking at the news feeds and you're going to get something.
Yeah. I mean, you just want to check your status. You want to update your status. You want to see what your friends are up to. And they're like, oh, Pia was voted off. I'm like, thanks, bitches.
That's it. Yeah, done.
I hate you.
Now why would you even watch what you have recorded? Yeah.
Spoilers on Facebook, I say nay.
You need like a spoiler alert.
Yeah. I say you need to be like punched in the face if you're going to post that on Facebook like minutes after it happens.
Or I guess you just can't really look anywhere when you're...
Yeah, you can. You can't do you anything. Like some people aren't home during American Idol and need to like, you know, DVR that bitch. Anyway, Adrina Patridge and her sister are going to be on a new VH1 reality show. The former Hill star is going to be on VH1 starting in April, I saw, and it's apparently going to be just titled Audrina. So if you don't have enough vapid hot chicks in your life, you can watch the Audrina show starting April 17th.
Oh, boy.
That's next week, isn't it?
Yeah, it's out there.
I can't wait.
A week?
Matt Lauer's leaving the Today Show.
Oh.
But he's under contract until the last day of 2012, so he'll be there for a while until he leaves, which is very entertaining. This is the worst show ever, Derek.
I don't know about that.
What's happening?
We're having all kinds of technical issues.
We
are. I don't know what this – I can't even
– Are you still not able to connect there?
I'm trying to do stuff over here. And
you know what?
This is not happening.
This is a terrible show.
I don't know.
We've had nothing but technical problems. I'm putting the entertainment news down because now I'm just going to rant about how our show sucks.
Yeah, here we go.
What's wrong with both of us today? Maybe I'm not going to speak for you, but I know that I'm having a really hard time getting it together.
Yeah, my computer seems to be having a hard time getting it together.
If you think we suck, please give us a call. It's at
661-467-2416.
We're happy to hear from you. Give us a call. Let us know that we're still in your thoughts and prayers because it sucks today.
What happens if you do it over there? If we went to the show thing over there?
What do you mean?
What the hell is this?
The calling from over here? I'm already on Skype.
I can't make
a three-way call.
It's not going to happen, yeah. What the hell is this? I don't know. Jeez.
I don't know. A pop under?
Pop under?
Pop under.
I wish it would just work.
Me too. Britney Spears' Femme Fatale is debuting at number 1. And apparently Britney Spears is still relevant.
I think I heard that, yeah.
I heard that
Isn't
new...
Isn't that in the top 10, maybe?
Is it? I heard the new song. I didn't think it was that great.
It didn't do much for me. Yeah, no,
yeah.
I heard it too. Yeah.
Yeah. God, we're losing listeners by the boatload.
I can't even search. Yeah.
Wow. ShamWow pitchman Vince Shalomi sued by a former assistant, apparently for like hitting a hooker. Do you know anything about this ShamWow product?
ShamWow?
Yeah. ShamWow.
Yeah, I've seen some of the infomercials on that.
I've got a commercial.
Oh, you do?
ShamWow.
Vince, with ShamWow, you'll be saying wow every time you use this towel.
It's kind of annoying.
It's like a chamois. It's like a towel. It's like a sponge. A regular towel doesn't
chamois.
Work wet.
I don't know. I don't. What's a
dry.
Chamois?
This is for the house, the car, the boat. The RV. ShamWow holds 20 times its weight in liquid. Look at this. It just does the work. Why do you want to work twice as hard? Doesn't trip. Doesn't make a mess. Wring it out. You wash it in the washing machine. Made in Germany. You know the Germans always make good stuff. You can cut it in half. Use one as a bath mat. Drain your dishes with the other one. Use one as a towel. Olympic divers, they use it as a towel. Look at that. Completely dry. Put a wet sweater. Roll it up. It dries your sweaters. Here's some cola. Wine, coffee, cola, pet stains. Not only is the damage going to be on top.
Pet stains.
Ew.
Are you going to clean your cat's pee up with a ShamWow? I don't think so.
ShamWow.
Oh, you know what I can do now? I can tell you about the loudest purr in the world.
Oh, I've heard about this. I almost talked about it last week.
Here's some audio.
Great.
Sounds like a Wookiee.
Yeah. Wow.
This is the loudest cat
yeah,
in the world.
Yeah, I read something about this last week.
Great Britain. Apparently, it's
yep.
80 decibels.
Which is really loud.
Like a vacuum
which
cleaner.
Which is louder than we are right now,
yeah.
actually.
It's like a vacuum cleaner. Can you imagine like, trying to watch TV and
yeah.
you have this going on in the background?
And you think Paddington's loud.
Paddington's not as loud as this one.
Happy cat.
Happy kitty. You know what I can play while we're having the worst show ever?
Unbelievable.
I can play the Reverend.
Oh,
got thrown in jail.
Oh, this is a good time
yeah,
for that. Yeah,
here's a good time. So this is Ignatius. Hold on, let me get the prep sheet here.
Yeah, we've been talking about this. We've been talking this stuff for a few weeks now.
We really have.
I keep forgetting about it, and then when I'll listen to like parts of the show, and then I'm like, oh, we didn't do that part. Yeah, I wanted to hear that. Kay's really been teasing it up for us.
I have, and now I can't find the prep sheet. This is the worst show ever.
I don't know what's going on today.
Worst show ever.
Can't find any lashes.
I don't know. Oh, another listener down.
Oh, did we lose one?
Yeah.
Did you see one drop out? They're like,
yeah.
They're not talking about anything.
They're like, they suck. This
they're
is
just,
the worst show ever.
Yeah, what are they doing? They're just looking for stuff.
Oh, God. 12, like, how many more minutes do we have?
Wow.
Jesus.
A little more than 15, I think.
Oh, God. All right, here's the drunk reverend. He got drunk and he ended up in
uh-huh.
jail and he's going crazy. They turned on a camera and this is what happened. Oh, pinwheel. Fun.
Oh, you have the pinwheel.
Yeah, here it is, sir.
Sir.
Yes.
Can you please let me go? Don't even let that. Yeah, I'm not doing it. No, I'm not doing that 411. Baloney. Oh, my Christ on the cross. You got some shackles on me. Hey, you a reverend? No, I'm not a reverend. Fuck you, reverend. Like you're going to give me some sort of sermon. I'll give you the Sermon on the Mount. Your Sermon on the Mount is this. Get these fucking bars off of me because I'm getting a rash.
Oh.
Get it off! Like I'm an idiot. Like, hello?
Here's a question. Gay or straight?
I think it's pretty obvious that we have a gay.
Well, he's apparently not gay. Apparently,
really?
Yeah.
I love a good gay time.
This is
no?
a Reverend Ignatius J. Curry. This is a 20-minute tirade from jail. I only
oh
have 11
gosh.
Minutes of the audio. Ignatius Curry, 35, pastor of the Holy Ghost Ukrainian Catholic Church in Akron, Ohio, was busted for drunk driving in February after he drove his car off the road during a Sabbath booze binge.
Jeez.
He was taken to police headquarters in the Greenfield Township where he blew a .203 in a breathalyzer test, nearly three times the state's legal limit of .08.
Right.
.203 is very, very intoxicated. Wow. Extremely intoxicated.
He was all liquored up.
He was really liquored up, and he is going crazy.
Oh, Andy. Hi there, you dumbass. I can just unwind them and then get the fuck out of here. Pay my fine to the no, you gotta pay your reverend. You fuck fucking. I have to pay anything. I don't have to pay fucking nothing.
Not an F word.
Fucking live this life. Get this fucking thing off of me. Hello? Can someone get these? Father's here! My dad is here! I did not run my car! Will someone get my dad?
Get his dad?
Yeah.
God damn him! Anything wrong?
All right, so what's up with your computer?
We don't seem to be able to find any live shows here.
Really?
Yeah, it's just doing the pinwheel.
Is it your browser?
I don't know.
Oh, you have Google
could
Chrome
be the,
open.
Could be the bandwidth.
You think we're using all the bandwidth?
Could be.
Damn. You know what?
We've done it before, but I don't know what's going on.
Let's close up the chat. Here we go.
Okay.
Well, does that help?
That came up now.
Uh-oh.
So if we go to...
The chat, is the chat killing us?
I don't know. All right, so I'm going to try typing in the name.
All right. This is the worst show ever.
I
want to, like, kill myself
really,
right now.
This is really frightening.
Terrible. I want to do another show.
And this just keeps going.
Oh, my God. Really?
Just pick one of these live shows. And then just listen. Let's just see.
Yeah.
If,
have you asked it to do too many things at once now?
Maybe.
Now confused.
You know, I keep closing this thing out and I keep opening it.
Hey, we're on now. Oh, goodness gracious. It's so terrible.
All right. I'm like one of the live shows. What do you think here? We got a bunch of shows.
Oh,
how
got
many
it.
Songs we've listened to?
You know what I got? I got a 404 just now.
Really?
Yeah. Maybe it's not just us.
Really?
Yeah. You know, it was really distracting. Oh, nope. I got it. It was really distracting the chat room because you can see who was coming
popping
in and
out.
Who was coming in and out. But no one was noticing.
I don't even know what. Let's see here. Right, you know what? We're just going to pick. Let's the average Joe show. See what's going on here.
Okay. I like sports. We had a Red Sox game today.
On air.
Right? Your neighborhood was Red Sox.
Actually,
Nation.
I think tonight.
Oh, it's tonight?
Yeah.
Crazy.
So here, this is the average Joe show.
Oh.
Nick Lee from Auburn is dropping
the button.
A guy who's just vicious.
Oh. Why did it stop?
I don't know.
All right, this worked last time. This is how we did it. There's the Skype sound.
We like the Skype sound. That means things are working.
Usually. Okay.
What do we have to say to a sports show?
I don't know. We're gonna tell them we understand it's a sports show, but we just wanted to check in. Because we if we're doing this thing where we're reaching out to different shows, we want to reach out to all different kinds of shows, right?
All different genres?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I see.
So.
Are we not dialing?
All right, you know what? I'm going to dial them. I'm going to enter the number.
Dead air.
I know, it's horrible. Horrible.
Why do I think something shady is happening?
Okay, we're calling the sports the average Joe sports show.
It doesn't say how many minutes are remaining in our show. Are we not in anymore?
He's a big, huge guy, 6'7", wingspan like a condor. He can pass block the lights out and is an even better run blocker. This is a guy who hasn't been getting a lot of publicity. He's probably going to be the second tackle taken. But a lot of times he's been mocked in the later half of the first. He could easily hop
I don't know anything about football. What am I going to say?
Mike Shoddy, Joel Cordes hanging out with you here on the Average Joe Sports Show on the Sports Geeks Radio Network.
Are you kidding?
Mike and I will talk the NBA playoffs up next.
Oh, they're taking a break.
On a break.
You think I have nothing better to do than gather information on you, use it against you? You think I'm that petty?
Of course not.
Oh, and by the way, you're not working up.
Hey, let's call on Firestarter's Kingdom Radio.
All right, I'm going to hang up on this. You can actually call out.
All right, hold on. Let me call on it so that I can get the call-in number. 10 minutes remaining.
Long
the same as us.
All right, give me the number.
Ready?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Sorry. Hold on. Now cursing. Terrible. This is the worst show ever.
All right.
949-203-4755. Somehow I feel
right,
like this is going on. On to the best of for being worst moment ever.
I don't know.
Worst show ever.
I want to listen to it again.
We're going to want to forget it happened.
That's true.
Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, that's familiar.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. If you desire to speak to the host, please press 1 at any time. You are now in the host queue.
So what is this show all about?
Don't know. It says entertainment.
That's like us. We're entertainment.
Yeah.
Although I don't know about today.
No, today we're not entertaining at all.
Are they just playing music?
No, they were talking earlier. This is great.
We had no intentions on becoming.
Wait. Okay.
You got nothing?
Let's talk barbecue.
Okay. Awesome. I'm totally in. I want to talk barbecue.
Let's see what they're doing.
All right. To me.
This is so thick, we're calling it jam.
Okay, 347
202-02-0263.
This is great.
I'm going to talk about sauce.
I love to talk about barbecue sauce.
Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio.
If you desire, I'd love to go to Red Bones every now and again.
Oh, it's good.
So good.
Almost
yes,
there every week.
We definitely want to talk to the host.
We're now in the host queue.
With the one brand of it, and I ate it. I ate it straight up. I called it Jelly Jam because it just tastes good. I got hooked on it, you know.
Jelly Jam.
Yeah, and they've got the Cajun and the extra spicy. These guys have put some spark into your life.
Where is this out of?
Those two are a little warm.
Oh, no.
Fiery.
It's just us food.
And,
yeah.
I've never eaten it on a bread, like you say. I do sometimes put it on potatoes. I have been guilty of just eating it.
Why is this funny?
This is pretty good.
Doing something with it. I might, you know, eat a spoonful here and there. And it is definitely a good sauce.
Pick up.
Yeah. Put down the fork and pick
like
up the phone.
Announcement right quick. I'm going to go to just Tuesday and Thursday.
I think he's going to go to the phone.
On the radio show now.
Two, perfect.
Number one, because I've got so many events.
Do they have a chat?
No.
Well, you know, it's prime barbecue time. It's broken up on May.
Is it?
That's not here. Not Boston.
It's a little chilly. It could be nice this week.
It could be snowing. It's a couple of days.
To put up right now.
Yeah, we could make some rainy. That could be fun.
Oh, really?
Thursday at 7 o'clock for the radio show. And I don't give out any phone numbers here. If you want to call in, you don't have to block your phone number because I'm not going to write it down.
Okay.
I'm never going to call and bother you.
Okay. It's a Skype number anyways.
If you don't put your phone number up there, I'm not going to be sure if I can trust you.
No, we called.
Because
we did.
Prank callers and stuff call in.
Oh prank
really?
Callers. That's not us.
If you're a person calling us, please, if you call in, leave your phone number up there.
No, we're calling
so
from
I
Skype.
Can see that you're not a prank caller.
Oh, my God.
Skype has a number?
We've got about 64 minutes left. Let me make just more announcements.
Is that direct to us?
I think so.
We're going to have...
hold on. We're in chat.
All right, let them know.
1270 in Georgia. Barbecue Superstars is going to be on site. We're going to do the 4 major meat preps live and in action right there. So if you'll come up to Cartersville, Georgia, to the Tractor Supply. Everybody's got involved in it now. We've got a whole bunch of sponsors.
I don't know.
And then Johnny Mitchell Smokehouse is going to come up.
He's got a show all about eating.
Gina Harley. He's going to cook the
Amazing.
Big cook. We'll be selling plates for $5.
I told him we were calling from Skype, and we didn't want to talk to him about barbecue.
And we don't want to?
And we do. Because I actually love barbecue.
Okay, you're going to have to take more of this than me because I'm a vegetarian.
You know, you like barbecue. You like barbecue sauce.
I can talk about some things, but I feel like I'm very limited here.
Oh, okay.
Barbecuing meat.
$1,050. And if you go on WYXC now,
yeah.
It's got to be the first tab on my website, which has got a link. Go on there. You can register to win. A Lang 36 smoker. We've got them on the
dude.
I always think it's funny when they talk smoker.
Smoker, yeah.
I don't know why.
Stainless steel.
Like bake, like make your own bacon. Yes, I. So hungry right now.
Steel, and that's what makes it worth $1,050. It is a lifetime thing if you get it. And go on, register on WYXC. Listen to our show Saturday at 1 o'clock.
Where are they broadcasting from? That's what I would know.
April 30th, come out and join us at Tractor Supply in the parking lot for a great, big, fantastic time with the WYXC.
Pick up.
Oh, my gosh.
Man,
pick up the phone.
It's only somewhat of a prank call.
I'm really excited about all that. It's going to be another big party like Las Vegas.
We're legit. We want to talk to you. It's not like we're...
I think that'd be fun. All that barbecuing.
All that barbecuing.
Every time I turn around, I hear about those Langs.
That smell is going to be coming out across there. Now, friends, the difference between a Royal and a Lang is, Lang, you've got this five wood.
I wish we prank calls. That'd be fun.
That'd be great. You take calls.
He really does a fantastic job. But, you know, if you're on your backyard patio, you can impress your friends with the hickory smoke, but that oil grill is a whole lot easier to fire on.
Yeah.
Come on, pick up the phone. You have 4 minutes left. What?
I tell you,
barbecue superstars want to talk to me.
They won on Lang 36. It penetrates the flavor that good. So, you know, you could be a...
How often do they have a show? Every week?
I don't know.
Lang and pay the bill and get the...
Oh, this is so sad.
We finally get connected, and we can't get them to pick it up.
Superstars love them all. But I will tell you this. We cooked 2,400 pounds Boston butts down there in Las Vegas, and them Langs heated up good. They did a fantastic job. They had 1/4-inch plating around the grill part of it. It was so heavy. When it got hot, it held the heat, and it really cooked the meat. And he can put out a lot of production on the meat.
So hungry right now.
I'm pretty hungry, too.
Starving.
Firewood.
Maybe that's the problem.
But he'll Lang himself will be there. And he's going to actually...
You want to pick up the phone, guys?
But we're excited about Royal Grills, too. I tell you, one thing that Myron Mixon said that I think rings true is that...
They only have a...
Stick fired wood tastes good.
I'm starving. Pick up the phone.
But you can't really make money in a restaurant unless you use salt. I've seen a lot of restaurants that use propane flame and they'll throw hickory in for flavoring. And but the propane maintains the 225 or 235 temperature by which
Oh,
they kick
Christ on the cross. All right, it's done. It's done.
All right.
It's done.
All right.
Damn it. What the hell? I'm going to play that sound effect. Oh, well.
Is there another version?
Well, we have 1 minute remaining.
We're out of time.
Well, we hope you enjoyed the worst show ever.
Unbelievable. I don't even know what to say. I mean, geez.
It was really terrible. I hope that next week it's not so bad.
Maybe it's fitting to end with this. Because I think we just got Rickrolled ourselves.
This whole show was a Rickroll. Oh, sucky, sucky.
Unbelievable.
I don't know. Join us next week or something.
Yeah, we'll promise we'll make it up to you.
Listen to another show. I don't know.
Last week was good, I thought.
Last week was not bad.
I don't know what happened.
This week was... Anyway, join us next week on the Derek and Kay Show. Same bat time, same bat channel.
That's right. 7 o'clock now.
7 o'clock. We didn't mention that. Another good miss on our worst show ever.
Seven
Sunday,
o'clock.
April 10th.
It's a real show. We'll make it up.
Yeah, sorry about
it. Don't worry about it.
So so sorry. All right, I'm bummed out. It's all right. Damn it.
We'll check out these. We'll make that happen. Touch the community. All right, we'll catch you next week.
All right, we'll see you next week.
Okay, bye-bye.
Guaranteed Pay Show.